In the meantime, we thought we'd talk road trips, since I went on a pretty, well, you know, it was a good time. It was fun hanging out with Randy and, you know, talking and catching up and everything. But other than that, it wasn't much of a road trip as you would be used to. You know, went there, drove the 6 hours, picked up a part for our transmitter, drove back, watched Randy put it in, filled my pants when I saw that it actually turned on right, and then that was it.
Went home and cleaned your pants?
Yeah, that was the exclamation point on the entire day. So we thought, hey, there's probably going to be better road trip stories out there, especially with Memorial Day weekend coming up. Get everyone prepared for what can really go down on a road trip. What?
Wow, you're creepy today.
No scary voice necessary then?
Okay. No.
All right. 539-9750 or 238-0975 are our studio numbers. Jerry Ann has a ball of twine story that we need to hear. Road trip to the ball of twine story.
Largest ball of twine.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I knew that, but that's important to mention that.
Yeah.
So we'll share that with you here in just a few. You got one for us? Road trip story?
Yeah, I'm on one right now.
Oh, you're going on a road trip right now?
No, I'm coming back from it.
Oh, okay. Where'd you go?
I went out to Colorado Springs. Went out there to visit some family. The family ended up getting a big fight here a few hours ago, so we decided to leave.
Oh, no. When were you supposed to leave?
Like this morning at 4 o'clock, and we ended up leaving at like midnight.
Oh, wow. So
we're on our way back right now. We've been driving all night long.
Jeez, that sucks.
So, you went up to Quincy?
Yeah, Quincy, Illinois.
I made that trip about 6 times.
Is that right?
You stop at that KFC that's, it was on the right-hand side of the road. You exited on the right-hand, and there was, like, a gas station, a BP gas station, too.
Yeah, I think, and was there was a bunch of stuff going on there, like a McDonald's out there,
yeah,
and the Taco Bell, and the Pizza Hut.
It was on the left-hand side, the McDonald's was.
Yeah, the McDonald's,
the
we turn left there. There's like a Pizza Hut to the right that was kind of blocked. We couldn't get to that.
Yeah, I stopped there, and I've eaten at that KFC.
Oh, yeah, were there a bunch of old people eating the buffet when you went?
Yeah. Dude, it was crowded.
They're trying to kill people there, man.
I noticed. We just stopped there and we tried to get our food and hurry up and get out of there.
Yeah.
I road trip an awful lot, so I know what it's like out there.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was intense because we walked in and there were no tables, Jerry. And there was like one big circular table with like 5 seats around it. And there was like a full glass of water, and we were getting ready to sit down. I go, I don't think we can sit there. I think that's someone's water. And then out of nowhere, these old women come and like dive to reclaim their seats.
it's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reason why we hurried up and got our food, and we were going to sit down there, but we noticed it was so crowded. We're like, can we just get it to go so we can leave?
Yeah, it's scary. Those old people are intimidating.
You're lucky you moved. They might have hit you with their pocketbook.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's vicious in that place. It's like it's the only thing for a buffet that they have in that town.
Seriously, yeah. Deprived.
So if you get in their way, they're going to run you over.
No kidding, man.
I stopped there 3 times so far, and every time it's the same way. My wife loves that place. She loves KFC. So
you can't stop.
Yeah.
Colonel.
Yeah, I got about 2 more hours left of this road trip, and I'm finally done.
Well, congratulations on that. What did you guys start fighting about?
Oh, it wasn't me. It was my wife and her sister. So my wife's pregnant, you know, and her sister is, they're getting ready to go to Florida. They're getting ready to road trip also, too, here. So they were all fighting, and I just said, you know, I'm done. I'm leaving. You can come or just stay here and fight.
Wow, so, congratulations, man.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
I'm on my way.
Well, congratulations, bro. We'll see you after a while, I guess. Be safe.
Yeah, I'll listen to you guys some more.
All right, peace, man.
Yeah, later.